Shalom, my beloved brothers and sisters. It is another day that the Lord has made, and we are grateful that He has given us the opportunity to see it. I will be continuing today again in our thoughts of the attributes of Christ, and today the focus will be on enduring suffering. I pray that the Lord will bless us with it. And I'm taking the reading from Acts 5:41. This is the story of the apostles when they were beaten and scourged for the name of Jesus. So in verse 41 it says, "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name." I'm just going to take that last sentence, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for the sake of His name. This is very amusing. And anyone who is a Christian and who is living in this world of sin and shame will agree with me that there is clearly a shame that is associated with the name of Christ from the world. That is just correct. And Jesus Christ, when He was addressing His disciples, He said to them that you are those, or you are they, who endured with me in my trials. And I usually would like to say that His time of trials isn't over yet. His body is still here on earth enduring these trials. Now, the suffering of Christ is both an example and also a beginning of the suffering that the body of Christ will also have to partake while they are in this world. Christ, being the head, has suffered. The body also must suffer. You remember that he said that if they did this to the master, then they will also persecute you. He said that because we are part of Him, and we are His body. So we are the body of Christ, and He is the head. So if we are truly associated with Him, then there is a natural and an automatic suffering that comes with that association. It doesn't have to be killings or, you know, maiming, or, you know, it could be even denials. It could be denial of rights. It could be hatred. It could be someone discriminating you just because you are associated with Christ. It could be someone looking down on you, you know, for no other reason than the fact that you are a true believer of the revelation of Jesus Christ. So let us settle it once for all. The body of Christ on earth must suffer just as the head, which is Christ Himself, suffered. And that is to complete the suffering of Christ. So if you're a part of His body, if you're not getting the discrimination or the denial of your right or whatever else might constitute suffering, then it is either you are not indeed part of the body, or we are often not publicly associating ourselves with Christ. So when I say the world, when I talk about the suffering or coming from the world, I do not necessarily mean the infidels or the atheists. It could in fact be, and most times, the religious world. These are the very same people who inflicted, you know, the suffering of Christ. So these are the people. It could be from, you know, anywhere from infidels. It could be from, you know, the religious world, just because we are associated with Christ. that automatically attracts the suffering to the body. Now, if we just go back to the Bible verse that we read, I just want to make 3 points from that very line, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for the sake of the name. Now, the first point is the fact that these apostles actually rejoiced about the shame that they suffered for Christ. You know, this reflects the love that they had for Christ. That's the first point. They were so much in love with him that they rejoiced. They were happy that they were, you know, taking up shame for him. Now, this, I'm bringing out this point so we can, you know, individually reflect upon them and see how we compare with that. The second point is that phrase, counted worthy. You know, that goes to show that not everybody gets that rare privilege to suffer or to be shamed for the name of Christ. Meaning that it is a gift, it is a rare privilege if we suffer any form of denial, if we suffer any shame, any punishment, any discrimination for the name of Christ. It is something to be cherished. It is something, it is a badge of honor. And the reason this is because this suffering, as you know, Paul describes it, as Paul would describe it, I think it's in 2 Corinthians 4, 17, is Paul describes it as something that is producing for us an eternal weight of glory that is far beyond comparison. Now, if I flip that for a bit so that we really appreciate it. So for every time that you pass off an opportunity to suffer, to endure suffering or shame for the name of Christ, you know, those times when you hide your true identity so you could be accepted, or so you could be, you know, seen as being politically correct, or those times when we avoid to take a clear stand for the name of Christ because of the inherent shame that comes with it, what are we doing? What we're doing is, from what Paul is saying here, we are passing off an incomparable weight of glory. You're passing off an opportunity to take on some sort of glory that comes with, you know, associating with that name, or being shamed for that name. Because that is what the shame would earn you. It earns you a weight of glory that is nothing compared to the shame that you're enduring for the name. So suffering for the name of Christ, you know, bearing that shame that is associated with that name, going out to meet him without the gate where he is suffering, is a badge of honor. It's something to be proud of. It's something to be grateful for, that we are counted worthy, that we are one of those who have that rare privilege to actually suffer for him. Now, the third point here is from that Acts 5:41 statement, is the endurance of the suffering is also a reflection that we truly are sure, and that we believe that Christ, our Lord, is truly coming to take over the reign of rulership of this world one day. And the example that is quite interesting is the men that stood with David in his season of trials. You know, when David was he was the most wanted individual by the king. You know, he was the most detestable person that anybody should be associating with, because the powers that be in the land wanted him for kill. But these men, they stood with him and they were happy to be associated with such a wanted man. Why? That's just because they believed in the anointing. They believed in the promise that Samuel had declared upon the young man David. Hence, they were happy, you know, to bear that shame, to be associated with David. They stood with him gallantly. Now, shouldn't we do the same? If we believe that truly the promise that God has given his son, Jesus Christ, that the kingdom of this world will one day become that of, you know, our Lord, that it will one day become the kingdom of God and his Christ, shouldn't we bear his shame with honor? We should, definitely. Not only that we should, you know, not just bear the shame, but we should in fact be grateful that we are counted worthy, you know, to bear upon us the shame of Christ, the marks of his suffering. While some people may brag of earthly belongings, we should glory in the marks of his suffering. And we should be, you know, happy and wear this badge of honor everywhere we go. We shouldn't hide our identity. We should take a stand with Christ at every opportunity that we get, because we are taking on an incomparable weight of glory. I pray that today we will be fortunate. We will be so blessed and favored that we will have one opportunity to bear the suffering of Christ, the shame for his name. And soon, even at a point when we don't expect, he will come and, you know, glorify himself in us right there. God bless you and have a good day.